You're getting down to the red zone, the team's getting down to the red zone. What makes it so difficult? Is it because it's the compressed field? Is the playbook limited? Or are you guys just not – is there a tendency to play for a field goal?
It's like LT. I'm at loss of words right now. No, it's just one of those things. It's one of those things where, again, you know, when you're playing against the Colts, you can't afford to make any mistakes. And when you get the opportunity to punch it in to score touchdowns instead of field goals, you got to take advantage of it. And we didn't do that, and it came back to haunt us in the second half. Defense played well. You know, we gave up a lot of rushing yards, but that's what you have to do against those guys. You got to let Joseph Addai kill you, and you can't let Marvin and Reggie and Dallas Clark and Gonzalez and Manning and so on and so on and so on. You know, they got so many weapons. You can't let those guys beat you. You want them to run the ball and get and keep them off the field. So that's what we did, and it didn't work for us yesterday.
Do you echo Champ Bailey's frustrations with the special teams and the field position that you guys are getting?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, whenever you have a team like us, a talented team, you want to be able to be hitting on all cylinders. But the good thing about this is it's still early in the season. We have 12 games left, and you know, you want to peak at the right time. It's just like when you're training for the combine and you're running at 40 time. You know, you just don't want to start off running fast. You want to be running fast at the right time so you can run at good time. So that's what we're doing. We're running the 40 right now, and we're going to peak at the right time. And when that peak comes, it's going to be an explosion.
Is that this week?
I will hope so. And if it ain't this week, I'm going to be like LT. I'm a loss for words.
When you say you're out of loss for words, but what would you say? They're joking, but I mean, what would you say that kind of the temperature is right now in the room? I mean, in terms of it's two straight losses, the teams are running the ball on you, the red zone trouble. I mean, is there a sense of frustration, or do you feel good that you're 2-2 in the top of the division?
Oh, it's disappointing. I mean, we should be going in 4-0. I mean, we started off the ball game against the Colts great. We just didn't finish. We let a couple plays get to us, and we were better than that, and we should have definitely handled adversity a little better. And when you go back to the Jaguars game, hats off to those guys. I mean, they held the ball with 48 minutes. That's what we're used to doing, having 70 plays a game, 12, 15 play drives, and in control of that clock. But they did it, and they came out successful. When we were in the ball game in the fourth quarter after that type of game in the first half, and you know, it's just those type of games. It's any given Sunday. No, not at all. I mean, we got what we want. We got great effort. We got guys running to the ball on defense. We got a quarterback that's confident. I mean, he's throwing the ball in two and three deep coverage, and you know, just believe in us, and he's confident that he's going to make the throw. We got running backs that's running like maniacs, like they're possessed. We got receivers making big plays, and when we get Jaywalk back, you know, it's going to be even more crazy out there. But it's one of those things where we just got to wait. We got to be patient. You know, we can't wait too much and for too long, but when it happens, and we're going to take advantage of it.
Is this one of those gut check games? I mean, the Chargers 1-3, obviously things are not going well for them. You guys 2-2, two straight losses. It's kind of a gut check for both of you guys. I mean, it's a huge thing. They could go down division, you know, two games.
Well, we know what's at stake, and we definitely know we have to come out. We got to come out playing, and we got to hit on all cylinders, special teams, defense, and offense. And it's a group effort. It's not just the players, the coaches. It's the equipment guys. It's Greek in the training room. It's everybody, you know. And we're definitely gelling, but you know, we just got to put it together.
Were you surprised some of your defensive teammates were not in the game yesterday with Ramon and Sam Adams?
No, I wasn't surprised at all. It's one of those things where it's the NFL, and every week, you know, the roster can look totally different from the last. So you just got to move on and play with the people you got.